Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove. Vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam každu nedjelju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio. O 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu, a 5.10. hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Polovka, a dneska je nedjelja 28. augusta 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. Archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, August 27th, 2023. We start off today's broadcast by going to Zakarpattia. This is Ensemble Ushhorod with a happy instrumental number, followed by the folk group Vorodai from Preshow with Achei Tovolka. Thank you.
koša nestalo, čo čaša prespalo, teraz mi ho dávajú. A ja ho nechcú, obernú šade chcú, najsoby ho trímajú.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Rusyn FM. If you would like to make a donation or would like to get in touch with me and let me know where you're listening from, you can call me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Or you can also contribute by going to our main page, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. Hover over Donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. The Delaware Valley branch of the Carpatha Rusyn Society proudly presents the documentary by the John and Helen Timo Foundation, The Resurrection of a Nation. Their president, Maria Silvestri, will be going to the Philadelphia area on September 16th to show this documentary and discuss it. It will take place, as I said, Saturday, September 16th at the Radnor Memorial Library, 114 West Wayne Avenue in Radnor, Pennsylvania. The event will start at 2 p.m., and Maria will take questions at the end of the documentary. Snacks will be provided, and there is a $10 charge for admission. If you are interested in the Delaware Valley branches, presentation of the Resurrection of a Nation by the John and Helen Timo Foundation and their president, Maria Silvestri, who will take questions after, please contact John Kupcha at this email address, johnkupcha@comcast.net, johnkupcha@comcast.net. Saturday, September 16th, at the Radnor Memorial Library in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Next, enjoy two numbers from a very popular singer in Eastern Slovakia, Stefan Štetc, and we have Kozatska and Husulka. Enjoy.
Dinni dana, hey dinni dinni daj, dam dara, dini, dini, daj. Ej, dini, dini, daj, dam dara, dini, dana.
Raz, dva, trej, hop!
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate tomorrow, the 28th of August, the 74th anniversary of the liquidation of the Greek Catholic Church in Transcarpathia, August 28th, 1949. At the conclusion of World War II, after the Soviets liberated and illegally annexed Transcarpathia and incorporated it as part of Soviet Ukraine, the communist authorities began to persecute the Greek Catholic Church. At the time of the Soviet occupation of Transcarpathia in 1944, the Eparchy of Mukachevo had 280 parishes with 461,000 faithful and 354 priests. There were also 5 Basilian monasteries with 50 monks and 3 convents with 50 Basilian sisters. The Soviets confiscated all of the monasteries and convents. The religious were imprisoned or dispersed. They confiscated all of the eparchial buildings, including the episcopal residence, and closed the seminary in 1946. 225 priests were condemned to forced labor in Siberia. 40 never returned. The Bishop of Mukachevo during this time was Blessed Theodore Romja. After many confrontations with the authorities and his staunch stance to remain Greek Catholic, Bishop Romja was poisoned by the NKVD, the predecessor of the KGB, under orders from Nikita Khrushchev in October of 1947. Bishop Romja's successor, Bishop Alexander Hira, was arrested and sent first to Siberia, then to Kazakhstan, with an injunction by the Soviets never to return home to Transcarpathia. Bishop Alexander Hira died in 1983 in Karaganda, Kazakhstan. The official plan, named the Plan of Law Enforcement Activities for the Liquidation of the Greek Catholic Church in the Transcarpathian region of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic,
was approved by Minister of State Security of the Ukrainian SSR, Sergei Savchenko, on January 14, 1948. Priests who refused to renounce Catholicism were arrested and imprisoned. Greek Catholic churches were turned over to the Russian Orthodox Eparchy of Mukachevo and Uzhhorod for its use. Other property was confiscated by the state. The Soviets finally annulled the Union of Uzhhorod that was in place since 1646, and the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo was officially liquidated at the annual Assumption Pilgrimage on Sunday, August 28, 1949, at St. Nicholas Monastery in Chernechna Hora. Despite such repression, the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo continued to survive during the Soviet era as an underground church with a secret hierarchy. In the late 1980s, as a result of political changes that rocked the Soviet Union, the hierarchy came out from the underground and in 1989 was allowed to function as a legal entity, but the church was returned only after several years of stubborn struggle on October 10, 1991. With a solemn rededication that took place on January 7, 1992. With the help of the Byzantine Catholic Church in America, a new seminary was opened in Uzhhorod in 1995. In terms of jurisdiction, the eparchy was restored on the basis of historic tradition and canon law, whereby it retained its status as a distinct church community directly under the authority of the Holy See in Rome.
Thank you. fathers in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participated in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also log on to their webpage, gcuusa.com, for all their rates and all of their products, as well as reading the August edition of the GCU magazine. So that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. The National Carpatho Rusyn Society presents the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference, hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter. This will take place Saturday, September 30th, from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. at King's College, Sheehy Farmer Campus Center, Room 119, 133 North River Street in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Enjoy captivating presentations, savor our delicious Rusyn foods, and hear fascinating stories by fellow Rusyns. The presenters this year are Tom Peters, Father Paul Warhola West, Isabel Fernando, and Natalie Asikainen. In addition, there will be document interpretation, Rusyn items for sale, a basket raffle, and more. Registration for this event is $50. Space is limited, and the deadline to register is September 22nd. For more information on the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference, hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter on Saturday, September 30th at King's College, please contact George Polish at area code 860-490-1074. That's George, 860-490-1074. And if you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, mark on your calendars Sunday, October 29th. Take the short ride southeast to Uniontown, where they will have their annual Carpatho Rusyn Festival. This takes place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church and Social Hall, beginning with liturgy at 9 a.m., I believe it is. After that, at the Social Hall, beginning at noon, running until 5 p.m., the Carpatho Rusyn Festival. There will be plenty of raffle items for sale. There will be children's events. There will be Rusyn food, Rusyn baked goods, demonstrations, presentations, and musical entertainment by Sokira, the band that I am part of. I'll give you the details once I get them from our good friend Bonnie Bayless in Uniontown, but mark your calendars. Sunday, October 29th, the annual Carpatho Rusyn Festival at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusyniu Amerika, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please go to our media page, day or night, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to the archives from 2004 up until today's broadcast. That is c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, where you can join the society. You can learn more about the Russians and who the Carpatha Russian Society is. Shop on our online store. Get involved by donating either to this radio program, to the cultural center, and you can learn more about us. That is c-rs.org. And of course, don't just listen to Russin FM Sundays at 3:30 p.m. or wherever you're listening to on Sunday. Listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. They have wonderful Russin broadcasting. I know I've said it before. They have liturgies. They have different areas. The Russians in Transcarpathia, the Russians from Poland, Lemkovina, the Russians from Vojvodina, and much more. So either on your computer, go to russin.fm, or on your smart device, your phone or your tablet, download the app Russin FM. Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesia krasna tujden. Shaslivo.
Daju mi ma ankovšati,
ve
стербувати.
Amerika.